Companion shocking fits to the 2018 ZTF sample of SNE-EA are consistent with single degenerate progenitor systems, by J. Burkett al. The early light curves of type EA supernovae, SNE-EA, can be used to test predictions about their progenitor systems. If the progenitor system consists of a single white dwarf in a binary with a Roche lobe overflowing non-degenerate stellar companion, then the SN ejector should collide with that companion soon after the explosion and get shock heated, leaving an early UV excess in the light curve. This excess would only be observable for events with favorable viewing angles, approximately 10% of the time. We model the 2018 ZTF sample of 127 SNE-EA using companion shocking models, and recover an observed early excess rate of 12.0 plus or minus 3.6%, consistent both with several other rates calculated throughout the literature, and with the expectation that SNE-EA predominantly occur in single degenerate systems. We observe early excesses only in spectroscopically normal SNE-EA, in contradiction to the claim that such excesses occur more frequently in overluminous SNE-EA. We also show that the detection of early excesses can be methodology dependent. We encourage the observation of large samples of SNE-EA with high-cadence multiwavelength early data in order to test the statistical predictions of SNE-EA progenitor models, and we also encourage the refinement of existing models. This was companion shocking fits to the 2018 ZTF sample of SNE-EA are consistent with single degenerate progenitor systems, by J. Burkett al.